Yes, I remember that. Oh yeah, gonna go out, go fishing. This is Fish and Frank, live from our hidden studios in downtown North Fort Myers in the Inman Marine Boat Dealership, or we could be up in Port Charlotte in the hidden studios in our Charlotte Harbor location at the Fish and Frank's Experience.
But either way, it's a lie, because it's not going to be live by the time we're listening to it. We're
recording
this the day
dead
before
by then, too. That's, you know, considering the way my health has been going, you never know.
Let's hope not.
Okay. You never know. I mean, what the heck? I not have to worry about it. I won't be here to worry.
That's exactly.
Your guys' problem.
Yeah, my problem.
That. Okay. You'll have to figure out what to do with that. But speaking of moving on may not be the best thing to do, as you say. It might be time to re-rig, not relocate.
Okay.
And in this winter, spring, whatever this season is, because we don't really know, we get these storms, but they're not really storms. And then, you know, we have fronts that are fronts, but they get cold and then they get hot right away. And the
I'm calling it wing.
West.
I'm wing. Calling it wing because we all have to wing it.
Yeah. Winter, spring, wing.
Yep.
We're winging it. But it might be time to re-rig, not relocate. Find the spot. You know, get up there. I would probably start free lining either a shrimp or a cut bait or something like that. Maybe just letting it drift along with the current. If you've got a little bit of tidal movement one way, throw up into the tide and kind of let a little bit of extra line out and just kind of let the bait move along the bottom a little bit. That might be the most productive. But on the other hand, if you don't get a hit that way and you think you're in a pretty good spot, put a popping cork on or a bobber and toss it up current again and kind of let it drift along there. If it's kind of starting and stopping, you might be a little too deep with your bait. Bring it up just a little bit because you don't want it really hitting the bottom. Just off the bottom, let it drift along the face. If you still don't get hit, it might be time to peg it in place, which is either a sinker or a jig head. But I'm going to re-rig before I'm going to relocate. And if I pull in this spot, it's been too many times I've seen lately that guys fishing with one technique, like a bait on a jig head, and they don't get a hit, so they pack up and move to another spot. And I think if they would have just maybe either free-lined it or put it under a bobber, they could have produced fish out of that spot.
Because there's probably fish there. And this is the kind of lesson that you learn if you're a shore-based fisherman. When you're going and you're fishing, either whether you're fishing wading spots on foot or whether you're fishing on piers or whether you're fishing bridges, there's not a lot of different places where you can go to. So you kind of have to learn to be adaptable enough to catch the fish that are there.
You know, it's either that or you get to really stand there, and one of the truly great things about fishing is you get to stand there next to the water and enjoy it, you know, the sun and the waves and, you know, all the beautiful scenery. But you'd kind of like to be bothered by these pesky little fish every once in a while.
Kind of a little
or
bit.
Big fish, you know.
Ooh, and big fish. That's even better.
The way to do that is on a pier, is, as you referred to, is I'm going to re-rig. I'm going to try for a while with a float. And then I'm going to try free line. And then I might try with a sinker. And if you've been casting away from the dock, might be time to try casting under the dock, or at least along the edge of the dock. If you're standing there, maybe take a float, figure out how deep the water is there, put it about 6-10 inches off the bottom, you know, and drop it down and walk up away from it a couple of pilings. Don't try and do it right under your feet, because your shadow, you're standing there, less likely to get a hit. If you go 15, 20 feet down the pier, underneath the pier, and then as soon as you feel a hit, the hard part is you have to be a little active. You have to run while you reel like a crazy person, you know, trying to get that line up until you get over the fish to pull them out, because you're not going to drag them around the pilings.
But that's fun.
Yes, it's great.
It's even better amazing when people are videoing you while you're doing it.
Yeah.
And maybe
I'm so glad when I was doing the vast majority of my pier fishing, video phones did not exist. Really happy about that.
And maybe try offering something a little different. You know, if you're expecting to go down to a particular spot and you caught a bunch of sheep's head there last week, well, there may be a bunch of sheep's head there still, and they may still be eating those shrimp that you are offering them. But maybe somebody came down there and caught a bunch of those sheep's head on shrimp. Maybe that's not what they're looking for. Maybe you got to offer them an earthworm, or maybe the snapper are there more abundant than the sheep's head, and they really want a little piece of cut mullet.
Well, I can tell you, if you're going after snappers, the cool bait, the secret hidden bait now is those silver sides.
Hmm.
I don't know what it is about those little minnows, but that we've got guys who are getting more and more addicted to fishing with those silver sides, using them whole or cut in half. They look like a glass minnow.
Right. It's very similar. It's an almost transparent minnow with a silver stripe down the side. And when you drop them down, that silver stripe flashes.
And it's highly effective. And the variety of fish they're catching on them, it is the secret hidden weapon that nobody knew about until just right now.
But they wouldn't have known if they weren't trying different things and experimenting.
Yep. And the guys are absolutely addicted to them. Not really. Most people are pretty understanding about, you know, you have bait and don't have bait, except the silver side guys. If you don't have the silver sides in there, and we buy them a couple of cases at a time now, they've been going up. We used to get, you know, half a dozen packs. Now we're getting like 40 or 50 packs a week.
Wow. Yeah. You better not run out. You get tarred and feathered in your own shop.
Yes. But anyway, as we know, you know, all good things must come to an end. And this is Fish and Frank, and Josh and them guys got to get back to their show. Appreciate you helping me out on this one, Josh.
No worries, Frank. Happy to sit in.
Fish and Frank from North Fort Myers and Port Charlotte. You never know where I'm going to be at. One store or the other, both stores, one in Fort Myers and the Ingman Marine Boat Dealership. Fish and Frank, thanks, Josh. Good luck, Robert. He's all yours, buddy. To ease my